100 Word Stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at One A Day Until The Day I Die.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And, it being Sunday, it's time for the weekly challenge. Isn't that funny how it works? The topic for this week was actually two topics, a pick two. Weather, varnish, explanation, preventative maintenance, contact, and landing. We got a bunch of stories in this week, and there's room for more if you're taking your time or you had an email issue. Just send it on in. I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. And that's a lot of use of the preposition it without any clear marking of what the antecedent is. You can tell that I've been reading the Chicago Manual of Style a little too much as of late. Studying up for the job tomorrow, I guess. It's been a while since I've read the thing. It's amazing how many rules of grammar I've been violating again and again and again. Anyway, I'm not going to violate your patience, and let's continue with the weekly challenge. I'll see you on the other side of the stories.
Good morning. It's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and here's my little story, Writing a Thriller. It was remote, like really remote, but I'd felt I had to get away. The nearest neighbour was probably about 10 minutes away by car, and I didn't drive. There was no one to hear you scream, you know? The weather got pretty scary out there too. It was awful, really. There he was in a thunderstorm up a ladder doing preventative maintenance, his words, while I was inside by the fire with a glass of wine. Honestly, I was just waiting for the rungs I'd sawn through yesterday to give way so I could enjoy my isolated writer's retreat. Thanks for listening. Have a good week. Bye.
Hi, this is Richard. And this is my pick two story on the topics varnish and preventative maintenance. And this one's called Varnish. It's all about preventative maintenance. The old stitch in time saves nine philosophy. That's why I've spent the last 10 years varnishing all my external woodwork to protect against the worst of the weather. Fences, decking, doors and windows have all received the treatment, and after all this time, it had better be worth it. I never expected to take quite as long as it did, but then again, I've no idea why the varnish comes in such tiny bottles. The wife always buys it for me. She gets it from the same place she buys her makeup, apparently. There you go. All done. Until next time, goodbye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge, number 832, and it's a pick two challenge. So I got family visiting and our houses, we're renovating my floors, and I'm trying to record this with my podcat here on my lap, so we'll see if I can get this done, recording directly to my laptop. Anyway, here's my story. Bilbert charged away into the darkness. Sabrina ran to catch up to him and took hold of his hand. "Slow down, Bilbert. I'm trying to give you an explanation." He considered her hand in his. It felt warm. Warmer than his own, but he didn't want to let go. "Okay," he said. "Explain what weather witches are, and why I need to make daily contact with you." "That doesn't mean kissing, does it?" Sabrina giggled. "Weather witches need to be polarized to be most effective. Therefore, we need daily contact with our counterpart. Kissing is a nice way to contact." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week, I hope.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
If you look out of the window at midnight, you'll see them landing. They exit their spaceship and make their way slowly to the house, and, as always, I'll be here, waiting for them. They'll stare at me from those dark, alien eyes set in those gray, pallid faces, and then motion for me to follow them back to their craft. Once inside, they'll strap me to a cold, metal table, and then, they'll produce the anal probe. Who could have possibly known that first contact would be quite so unsettling? And yet, so much fun.
Hi everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The landing was scheduled for 11. What's going on? The voice on the phone stumbled. I don't care. Where are they? Some problem. Are they coming or not? Silence. If they aren't coming, I need to dispose of these samples. You know how human samples deteriorate quickly, and the fridge you left here is crap. A chuckle. Oh. Funny, is it? You won't find it so amusing when it's your turn to do a tour here on Earth and have your crappy fridge stuffed with beers just because you don't want them to think you're an alien, which you are. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodgov.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Stay safe.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
The landing areas were all far from the base, so if a ship blew a landing, it wouldn't damage the base with its wreckage. Or, if there was a problem with fuel tanks, the tunnel airlocks could cut off oxygen from the explosions. Sure, it took a while to get cargo and people to and from the landing areas, but after one particularly nasty accident, the base design proved itself worthy. Instead of killing thousands of workers and researchers and damaging priceless equipment, the company just had to string out a few replacement fuel lines and gather up the scrap.
And there you have it, all the stories that we've gotten in for the topic of, well, it's a pick two topic, so topics. Thank you all for being a part of the weekly challenge. Everyone who sent in their stories or are about to send in their stories, or those people that just listen or ponder, imagine, that kind of thing. The next topic is mice cream. And yes, I mentioned that I'm starting a new job soon. I'll keep doing the stories and getting them up and running and all that stuff. Did it before, do it again. And this doesn't take all that much time, really, if you do it right, which I rarely do. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this. And As always, keep it brief.